how in 25 words or less would you describe what Great White North does?
Okay, interesting. So Great White North simplifies and streamlines technology for businesses.
Beautiful. Okay, now you are announcing quite a big acquisition for your company. Tell me about
it. Definitely. So we started about almost 10 years ago now. And when we started off, at my kitchen table. And when we hired our first employee, we started off with a small office in downtown Timmins, at the bottom of the plaza. I forget exactly what's the name of the plaza, but it's the building that's owned by JP Legault, where Panels and Pipes was in.
Okay.
And just an open concept, I think it was 600 square feet. And then we moved, we outgrew that space. We moved on the corner of Birch and Third in another basement. We had about 3,000 square feet. And when we outgrew that space, we found the space that we were in now.
And that's the old police station.
That's the old police station, yeah. So we've got about 6,800 square feet here. It's really nice. The layout is really perfect for what it is that we need to do. It's just, it's not our own space. And so at the time when we were looking for a new home, we were in growth mode. So we didn't want to get sidetracked with renovations or building or anything like that. And we didn't really find anything that was good to buy in terms of the layout and whatnot that we needed. So we moved into this space here that we're in now, and we signed a five-year lease, and our five-year lease is coming up now at the end of July. And so we've been looking for a number of years, even prior to moving into this place, I'd say 6 or 7 years. And when the new building, when the chamber building came, you know, on the market, we're like, hey, you know, this is like a perfect location for us. And it's a perfect building. It's a good area of town. We don't really need to be right in the middle of town on the main strip. There's very few people that actually come to our office. So we thought, you know, this is an excellent fit. And we expressed interest, put in a bid, and we ended up getting it.
Wow. I have to ask, you will probably say no comment. It was listed for $638.9. Is that what you're paying for it?
No, significantly more. As you could imagine, you know, with the price of real estate now, and with the limited availability, this wasn't something that I wanted to, lose. So I put some thought behind it and I said, you know what, the amount of money that I'm spending right now on my rent here, and the amount of money that I spent over the last 5 years, you know, I could have bought a nice place. So I didn't really look at, you know, the asking price. I knew that it was going to go more than the asking price. So I just gave it my best bid, and it was more than the asking price, but I'm still very happy with the price that I paid, and what I'll be left with in terms of overall budget for renovations and stuff like that. I think that we'll really be still able to make it ours, and we'll be better off.
How many people do you have working at Great White North?
Right now, we're a team of 13 people, and we'll be hiring two in the next couple weeks. So we've got a good pool of candidates here that we'll skim through at the end of this week and schedule phone interviews and in-person interviews, and we're hopeful that we'll have offers going out by the end of the month.
Will you be using the entire chamber building, or will you be renting part of it out?
No, we'll be using the entire building. So like I mentioned, right now we've got about 6,800 square feet here. There's a little over 5,000 square feet of usable space, I want to say, at the chamber. So we'll have to get a little bit creative in the layout. We will be keeping the boardroom as is in the basement. Our boardroom table sits about 13, 14 people right now, so that's a good space for that. But we will be renovating the space, the main floor and the upstairs, to just make it our own.
What about the exterior? Will you keep the Raven?
Definitely. I really like the Raven. It adds character to the building. It's a beautiful it's a beautiful piece. If anything, I'll probably be adding to it.
What would you add?
Potentially some northern lights or polar bear, something like that. The color palette is it's fitting for that. There's a lot of blues and purples and greens right now, so I may expand on that in the near future, and also integrate the sign that we have on our building now somehow, either on the side or facing the highway.
What's the significance to you of the Northern Lights, other than they fit the palette of the Raven?
The Northern Lights is something that we've been fortunate enough to see in the areas that that we do a lot of work in. So we do a lot of work in Northern Ontario and also up in the Canadian Arctic. We have a number of clients in Nunavut and across the James Bay coast as well. So the Northern Lights is something that's always been very special to me, and it'd be pretty cool to integrate that into the exterior design of the building.
So, do you expect to be in the building by the end of July?
No, definitely not. So we only take possession August 1st, and there are other tenants in the building as well, which they'll be moving out towards the end of October. So realistically, we'll get the upstairs on August 1st, and the rest of the building by November 1st. So we still have to incorporate renovations and all of that stuff into there to make it suitable for us to move. So we still have to navigate through that, and we also have to navigate through the design and the renovations. And renovations are always something that takes a little bit longer than what one expects, so it'll be interesting. But hopefully we can get in there as soon as possible.
Going to be a busy summer for Paul Brunet and Great White North.
Definitely will.
Anything else you want to tell me about this acquisition or anything?
Yeah, thank you very much. Our team is really excited for this next chapter, for continued growth, and to have our own space. It should be something that is going to be pretty exciting, and we'll make sure to invite you when we have our grand opening and our 10-year party.